Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
This is going to be a relatively short demo of a new game by L-Works. That's l-works.net. The game is called The Great Toy Robbery, and it's now available for free. Completely free. There's no pay to play. There's no in-app purchases. There's nothing. You get it. It's free. You play it. It will always be free. The game is basically a grid-style pick up things game with some twists in it. You're walking around a grid. You're trying to collect toys. After a little while, elves will come onto the grid and try to hit you over the head. After a little while longer, Santa will actually arrive and try to step on you, and you have to avoid all those obstacles, find the key, get to the door, and get out before you get squished. It's a fun game, and as I said, it's free. Now, the cool thing here is it works on the Mac. It's native. It's not emulated. We're not running this under Wine. We're not virtualizing Windows in any way. Liam actually made the game natively for macOS, and it works quite well. The install process is dead simple. You just download the DMG, open it, copy the application to your applications folder, and off you go. You'll be asked the first time you run it to enter your name and choose your region, and that's it. So, without any more yapping from me, let's go ahead and dive into the game and see what it's all about.
Please disable voiceover before continuing. Press enter to continue.
All right, so there we go. The first thing you'll notice is that it says press enter to continue. You'll hear that a lot. The next thing, I guess I took that in, kind of backwards, didn't I? So the first thing you'll notice is actually that it says turn off voiceover. It's basically saying that because voiceover has a way of capturing arrow keys that can kind of mess with the game mechanics. The second thing is press enter to continue, and as I said, you'll hear that a great deal. Anytime there's a message about pretty much anything, press enter to continue is what will be at the end of that message. So let's press enter to continue. And as this little audio demo thing plays, I'm going to turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
There we go.
The Great Toy Robbery.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to select an option. Press enter to confirm your choice. Start right. Game.
So this is actually using the Alex voice, I believe, because my default TTS is Alex. That's set in system preferences. I think if I changed that, the game would pick that up and use whatever voice I had set at whatever speed I had set. But for right now, we'll just leave it here. That's a good speed anyway.
View the United States leaderboard.
And it already knows I'm in the US because I set that. When you first install this game, the first time you run it, it'll prompt you to enter your name and choose your scoreboard region. So Canada, United States, and Europe, and so on. I chose United States because that's where I am, so you would just choose whichever region is yours and type your name, and that is it. I've already done that, so I don't really have to do that again, but it's really simple. You shouldn't have trouble there. Play the game, of course. We'll play the game. You can view the scoreboards.
Post your high score of 506 points to the United States leaderboard.
My high score of 506, which is abysmal, by the way, but that's how you would post it if you wanted to try.
Browse regional leaderboards.
You could browse other regions to see their high scores.
Achievements. 6 out of 110 unlocked.
That's telling me that I have 6 out of 110 achievements, and achievements are just different things like collecting a certain number of toys, or the first time you do something, or whatever it is. Read the manual for full details on all of this stuff. I'm just running through this pretty quickly, but that's where you'd see how many you've gotten, and if you press enter...
You just unlocked the Taking a Look achievement. Yes, these are your unlocked achievements. Too bad you don't get to see what's left to unlock, huh? Press enter to continue.
There it is again. Press enter to continue. So I guess I just got an achievement for looking at my achievements. That works.
Now viewing your unlocked achievements. Press escape to return to the main menu. Welcome to the robbery. Launch the game.
So I can down arrow through here.
Falling for the first. Feeling better. Bonk. Got knocked out by...
Oh.
Main menu.
All right,
use your arrow keys to select an option. Press enter to confirm your choice.
And you'll
start
notice,
game.
Yeah, you'll notice that I can't press control or anything to turn the speech off. I don't know if that's a bug or if that's something that can't be helped, but in this version at least, as of December 25th, 2018, that's not an option. So I'll just continue down arrowing.
View the not post your browse achievements. View statistics.
Go. View statistics. The manual will tell you all of the statistics. All of these statistics that are available there.
Options.
just a few things and options. I won't really bother to go through them. They're just, you know, resetting your name, clearing scores, things like that.
Read the Great Toy Robbery Manual in your web browser.
Of course, we'll launch your browser and show you the manual, which I strongly recommend you read.
Calibrate speakers.
And that's just your standard speaker test to make sure that your speakers are oriented correctly.
Replay most recent message of the day. Exit.
All right, and that's it. So let's go back up to the top. All you've got to do is press home.
Start game.
There we go. And start game. I'll press enter on this option. And I'm going to go ahead and press K. I could also press the right arrow, but I prefer to use the letters on this particular keyboard. And I'm moving. And I'll grab that. And that. And I'm pressing left arrow or J to move left. There we go. Up arrow to move forward, down arrow to move back. Or if you're using the letters like I am, it's I to move forward and K to move back. So let's continue here. Come on. Cool. So as the manual will explain, that means that there are now, there is now one elf. And that noise you've heard a few times, that means that I collected at least three toys within 7 seconds. Again, the manual is better at explaining all this than I am. I'm more demoing that this actually does work quite well on Mac OS. Natively, no... Oh, I missed it. No virtualizing, no nothing. This is completely native. I'm not doing any special tricks. I'm not doing anything at all. Ah, he almost got me. Run away, run away, run away. And there's no another elf. That was close. Run. It's a fun game. It's a time waster, but sometimes these are the best games, aren't they? Games that have very little actual value. There's no strategy. There's just run around and grab all the toys you possibly can. Uh-oh. Give you nightmares, won't it? So this means that Santa has arrived. And I now have to move. You start back at the bottom left corner, I should say. That threw me off at first. But what we're looking for is a key. Oh, I hear one. I hear a key. I got it. All right. Now... there are 7 doors along the edges of the grid. So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can't find the one that this key unlocks. There are 7 keys that go along with those 7 doors, and you either have to find the right key, or you find all the keys, and then whichever door you hit is going to work. And here off to the right there, faintly, Santa. There's another key there as well, but... we're trying to stay away from Santa Claus here, because in this universe, Santa is evil, bad guy. Alright, I'm at the top of the grid, I'm now shoving off to the right, hoping desperately to find a door. We're almost there. There are only so many doors that could be. Ah. Alright, I'm going diagonally back into my left by holding J and K. Oh dear. I'm now dodging to the right and running backward. Okay. And going diagonally down and left again. I'm thinking that door is going to be on the bottom edge somewhere, and I missed it. Just trying desperately to stay away from Mr. Santa Claus there. Alright. Bottom left corner, I'm now moving to the right. Oh dear. No.
Game over.
Evil Santa has stepped on you. There will be no Merry Christmas this year. You picked up 26 toys for a total score of 495 points. Better luck next time. Press enter to continue.
All right. So that's the game. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get another achievement for getting squished the first time. Yep.
You just unlocked the splat achievement. Oh dear. Now Santa has some cleaning to do. Look at that. There are naughties insides all over the place. I guess we can call them outsides now. Press enter to continue.
Press enter.
You just unlocked the 1 mile achievement. You have walked a good solid mile. Did you walk it in someone else's shoes? Because if so, you're a mile away and you have got their shoes. Press enter to continue.
Oh, Liam.
Main menu.
All
use
right.
your arrow keys to
so
select an option. Press enter to confirm your choice.
You could now
start game.
Arrow
view
to
exit.
Exit and press enter.
For more great games, visit us on the web at lworks.net. That's www.l-works.net.
And there you go. That is The Great Toy Robbery. And of course, voiceover is still awful. Turn that on.
Voiceover and audio hijack. VO and...
There we go. All right. That's it. As I said, this wasn't meant to be an in-depth, you know, walkthrough of the game. More, this works on macOS, and it's awesome, and it's free, so you should absolutely go try it. It's a really wonderful time waster. As I said, there's not a ton of strategy to it. You know, you're not playing chess or a card game or something. You're just running and trying not to get bonked on the head or squished by evil Santa. It's a lot of fun, especially around Christmas time, which it is right now. I'm actually recording this on Christmas Day. So hopefully that was of some use, and hopefully you get as much enjoyment out of that game as plenty of other people already have. Now, it doesn't matter if you're on Mac or Windows, you can too. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next time.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.